Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God loves us and He speaks to us in the heart. I promise you the Lord has a master plan. The rapture is soon to be. And the Lord my God is amazing. He put some things in motion that can't be reversed. And I love Him for it. I love Him for all the wonderful things He's doing. In heaven, you'll see the full strategy of what He's done. And it's going to be, we're making history right now. As we go forward in the Lord, you're part of a much greater plan. Your part might seem small to you, but it's not small to God, and it's not small to Satan. Every time a soul is won, that heaven rejoices. And I got, and there's scripture for it. In the Psalms, it says that the angels rejoice when we get saved. The angels rejoice over just one soul. And the Holy Spirit is operating through everyone of His own people. Wherever we yield to Him, that's where He has another chance to work. And you know, even our daily routine in the Lord, if we just do what we're supposed to, we're a light that shines bright in darkness. You know, I was just on the radio. They were talking about a teacher. One of the students recommended one of her teachers for being a light in darkness. So your everyday routine is a message all by itself. Pastors and preachers, they think that when they preach a message, they're looking at the people to see a reaction and see if they're going to rejoice or say amen or something. And that qualifies a sermon, but it really don't. It's the choices they make because of the sermon. And it's the encouragement they receive because of the sermon. They stay on track because of the sermon. They continue to be a light in a dark place because of the challenge. I mean the sermon. And when they're challenged, they stand because of the sermon. Because they're inspired. The Holy Spirit gave the pastor what to say. He said it, and they heard it, they believe it, and it works in their life. They speak it, and they do it. Sometimes without realizing it. Now when people, just like the people don't always go back and tell the pastor how the sermon intricately blessed their lives, and sometimes they don't even realize it. The life that other people see them live, they see the message and many others in their life. And over time, people make choices. Never underestimate the power of a ministry. And as a minister, I remember when the enemy tried all, he threw everything he could at me. And remember, he has to fight us on our level. So I won. Jesus gave me the, I kept seeking the Lord about how to stand. The things that he was doing, I didn't know how to withstand it of my own mind. But because of the new birth, I didn't want to sin. And then when I was tempted and I felt weak, I wanted to stand. I just felt weak. And I didn't like it. And I said, it's not supposed to be this way. I didn't feel like the master of my life. I felt very distracted and I felt vulnerable. But I stood anyway. And I sought the Lord about it. See, a lot of times we don't gain as much as we can because when people don't ask, seek, and knock, they don't learn, and doors are not open, and they don't progress. We don't have to remain in the dark. It's all right to be in the dark about something today. but not tomorrow. You can learn something. I said, Lord, I don't, and I didn't have anybody to ask because I didn't know anybody that knew the answers to my questions. And I wouldn't, I didn't think they could answer my questions, and I was probably correct. Because I saw that people had the same struggles, they just didn't talk about it. And so, I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, teach me how to kill this problem. I said, I described what I wanted. I said, I want to be able to live in this world and not be affected by what's going on out there. No matter what a person does, no matter what they wear, no matter what they say, no matter what they do, I want to be in love with you and I want to know it. And I want to stand and not fall. No matter what's going on, no matter who try to make me angry, I want to know that I can love them and fulfill everything you said in the Sermon on the Mount. See, our lives is worship. And I felt like I don't want to get to the point where I betrayed the one who saved me. I want my whole life, all of it, to represent God. The life that people can see and the life that they can't see. And Charles Capps used to teach about confessions. So I confessed that I knew the answers. I didn't know the answers. But I confessed that I learned from the Lord my answers. And I sought him. I asked him every question I could imagine. See, God is there. He's with us in real time. In real time. It's not a problem for him to give you the answers you need in life. And things that affected me, I told him about it. I wasn't trying to put my responsibility on him. I was asking him to teach me how to do what he already know how to do. Jesus stood, that means I can stand. Jesus lived this life of man, and he died for us sinless, and he rose again because he died for us sinless. And I wanted to be, he already gave me victory over sin. I wanted to know how I could be renewed in my mind. I wanted to be clear on the things of God. And I wanted to squash all temptations and laugh at Satan. And I promise you, just as sure as I'm talking now, he brought me to the point where I could laugh at those temptations that used to look like mountains. Those mountains became a plain before Jesus. It was my faith in Jesus. And when he showed, and everything he showed me, I trusted what he said, and I used my faith to progress. And I learned things in the Word of God that just, it was just outstanding to me. Now I love God, and I love his ways, I love his will, I love his people. And you know, I mastered all forms of temptation by love. If you love a person, you're strong enough not to lust after them. And I learned to see things different. And he said, and when the Lord told me don't fear falling, I saw everything. My focus changed. I was looking from a position of victory and assurance instead of victim and defeat. I wasn't looking at the world with eyes of defeat anymore. And I felt victorious more than I felt a victim. I stopped feeling weak. And the only thing changed was the way I saw it. It was like looking through eyes of faith. It was like the Lord was standing right there next to me. I felt like the master and not the slave. But when you're in defeat, the world is the master and you're the slave. See, sin, hey, it becomes a master over you. Any kind of sin you start dabbling with, it becomes your master and it hardens your heart against God. And if you don't know him, you're weak and you're vulnerable. Everybody, and I mean everybody, that did not get saved yet, and they were taught against Christ, they were taught against the one who gives them strength. So whatever strength they have, if they start sinning in a certain area, they start losing. And the sin starts hardening their heart and it becomes their master and they can't stop. That's why it takes prayer. It takes knowledge. It takes people going into work. People are getting married. They hope they don't ever fall into adultery, for instance. And they grew up in a house where there was no adultery. They lived in a neighborhood where there was no adultery. But now we have television and radio and have the music and entertainment is full of adultery. And then you go to work and people flirt. You go wherever you have to be and people flirt. You even go to church and people will flirt. So you have to, wherever there's people, there are problems. People don't, unless they grow in the Lord, they still people. And they have the same mind until they renew it. So what you have to do is draw near to the Lord and gain strength and understanding. Seek him and ask questions. And cold religion will tell you don't ask God questions, but the word of God says ask questions. Jesus said ask, seek, and knock. It's not hard to understand. And you can't flip it with the Greek and Hebrew either. You know, some people will take the Greek and Hebrew and say, well, he really didn't mean this and that. He said ask, seek, and knock. And he meant ask, seek, and knock. So you can learn, grow, and live. You can't thrive in life with ignorance. Nobody can. Especially if you're taught wrong. So, as I began to seek the Lord, I began to receive answers. And I did better and better. And better and better. Life became full of joy. To the point that people wonder, how in the world you do that? How come you're not tempted? How come you don't get upset when they say something? I'm looking at the Lord. I'm learning and growing and having a good time. In my heart, there's a party going on. And what's out there is out there. That has nothing to do with my heart. And I just seek, ask, and knock until I learn, grow, and live. I'm having fun. I'm not in a hurry for the rapture to happen so I can feel rescued. But I know the rapture's gonna happen. I'm just trying to utilize the small amount of time we got. And the Lord is good, folks. He's got your answers. You don't have to surrender under the will of Satan and his world system. He's got a religious system. He's got a world system. He's got a he's got distractions in the world. And all of it looks good, too. From a certain point of view. But it's all dangerous. And it's no good, and it's deceptive, and very deadly. As we go forward in the Lord doing all that he give us to do, we become like a beacon. In the ocean, they have beacons to keep the ships in a certain path. They have lighthouses so that the ships don't land in rocks. It's important to know what God is doing. See, some places there's shallow ground. You need a lighthouse so the ships don't make shipwreck. And we need to give people light so that they don't make shipwreck. But the plan of God is so beautiful. Now I'm talking about revelation knowledge that the Lord has put in my heart. He shared with me some of the things that he's doing. Now, my pastor taught this this year. He's a prophet. And this year, the Lord, the prophecy was think big. And he taught on investments. See, your faith gives you the ability to receive great investments. You get to invest in the kingdom of God by your faith. Your prayers avail so much, and the Lord always hears your prayers. Every prayer of faith, it will be answered. But see, faith, you got to keep it on. You don't. If you start doubting, it won't be answered. As long as you're in faith, it's being answered. A process is happening that you can't see. So stay in faith and expect the best. I couldn't see my way out. I didn't feel victorious, but I kept on confessing that I have the knowledge I need. I kept confessing. I was stubborn about it. I was relentless. I said, I'm going to learn how to kill my problems. I may not know right today, but God knows, and I'm going to get my answers from him. Now, I didn't just sit idly by waiting on him to talk. I went and studied every scripture I could. I found scriptures, and I read them I would use the scriptures as stepping stones until I fully understood. I was as faithful as I could be with what I already had. And I kept studying, kept seeking, kept asking, kept knocking. And he taught me a lot of things about people. He taught me how to love people that were contrary, people that were confrontational. A lot of women, you know, the enemy stirred them up to tempt me. He taught me about women and how they think and process, which I won't tell men because they'll use it against them unless they're saved. And it all worked together. And the things he was teaching me about women, I used it to stand. And people, the ones that thought I would fall, they were puzzled. They couldn't figure out why I didn't fall for them. Because the Lord my God was helping me stand. And he taught me things in real time. Over time, I learned what to do. Over time, I learned what to do. Time happened and I learned what to do. And I made progress step by step. I said, Lord, this is good. Every time he taught me, I said, this is good. I said, man, people wouldn't believe how easy this is. And I got to the point I could laugh at it. Now, the plan of the Lord, as you seek him and obey him, you're part of that living plan. And your part to play is very important. Take life serious. Don't go around with thoughts in the back of your mind. Get your answers. The Holy Spirit came to guide you in all truth. And not just ministry things, not just biblical things, not just things about life. Whatever you want to know. He's the master of all knowledge. And he's here to help you and guide you into all truth. Which suggests and which means that you have to ask him. Knock on his door. My sister would lose her keys, say, Holy Spirit, I don't know where my keys are. Help me find my keys. She knew the Holy Spirit knew where her keys is. And she always find them. And Mary, she teaches Sunday school. She's over the Sunday school we have. A blessing to her. A lady lost a friend. They went to the movies and she lost her billfold with all her credit cards and money in it. She had a lot of money that day. When she was buying popcorn, she must have left it on the counter. Mary said, it's not lost. We're in the kingdom of God. We're going to get it back. And the lady was just too outdone. She said, "Well, just go to the car. I'm praying and we're gonna get that your billfold back." And she involved the Holy Spirit. At first the manager didn't want to give it back. But she kept praying and believing the Lord, and one of the managers came out there and gave it to her. See, nothing's lost in the kingdom. And the Holy Spirit knows where it is. And he can cause people to bring it back. There's a lot of things about the Lord. You know, if you push the issue, you'll get more results. Remember, everything about faith is according to the way you measure it. The way you measure God's word is the way it'll be measured back to you. The lady got her money back. She got her credit cards back. She got her billfold back. Because Mary kept on asking the Holy Spirit and seeking him about where it was. And she was said the man that brought it back was reluctant. But he brought it back. The Holy Spirit, our friend, he guides us into all truth. On another occasion when Mary was working, she's retired now, but she said that a man asked her for some money. And she was about to give it to him, and she said, You're going to buy cigarettes. I'm not giving you my money. And she knew it by the Holy Spirit, and the man got scared. And so, you know, he didn't understand how she knew what he was going to do. The Holy Spirit knows people. And he can give us a word of knowledge. We're awesome in him. We can do the things that people that we couldn't do before. All through the blessings and privileges that Jesus provided for us at the new birth. When you're born again, you're in the kingdom of God, and you have abilities that you may not know about. Watch this. You have abilities you may not realize. And it's according to the way you measure God's word. It's up to you. The way you measure it, it will be measured back to you again. Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And all things, my friend, means all things. And the Lord is coming back. You can trust him. Everything beside Jesus Christ is a bald-faced lie. And everybody who try to go to heaven around him is a thief and a robber. All the men that started these false religions, Muhammad and Buddha's, the things that he started, it steals people's focus and hijacks their future. Now, they've been in hell watching people fall in hell because of their lies that they taught. They see their cousins, loved ones, family, and the descendants, their descendants fall in hell. Nations of people falling in hell. Nations because of a lie. But those who believe on Jesus and they pray and they see people come to heaven because of the way they live. A lot of people are living because of what they saw in others who live according to God's word. The most powerful life that there is the life of those who believe on Jesus. The life of God in Christ Jesus. God gave you his life through Jesus Christ. He gave you his abilities through Jesus Christ. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.